Jays are in action at Fenway tonight. Raptors in action down in the bubble, taking on Boston. PGA Championship off and running, day two. So there's a lot cooking. We mentioned Steve Phillips and his comments and his article up on TSN.ca about the struggles of Vladdy Guerrero Jr. And let's bring him on now, the man himself. Here's our Jays and MLB analyst, Steve Phillips. So take us through the article. I thought it was an appropriate timing for it, and I think the facts that were applied by yourself and the technical difficulties that he's running into with launch angles and hitting into ground balls and double plays, we're watching it every single night. Like, what is going on with Vladdy Jr. right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, it's interesting. He never had much of a launch angle. That even in the minor leagues, it was 10 to 12 degrees, depending upon who you talk to and which system and which organization you're looking at on it. But once he's gotten to the major leagues, it's been even lower. And it was like 6.4 degrees last year. This year, it's a little over 7 degrees. And effectively what it means, you know, the idea is, you know, Josh Donaldson was one of the ones that really sort of started people's awareness of this. JD Martinez. The idea of hit the bottom of the baseball, create backspin, and that you want to hit the ball in the air as much as you can. That's where most of the damage gets done, whether you hit it over the infield, you hit it to the wall, through the wall, over the wall. But, you know, trying to hit the ball on the ground leads to too many outs being made and not enough damage. And the idea of the level swing is sort of in the bygone of everything. You know, you used to be always swing level through the baseball. That's not really what we do anymore. We want launch angle. And, you know, for Vlad Jr., he, you know, part of this for him was he was sort of lunging at the ball last year. He was over anxious. And when your upper body moves, it changes the path of your bat during your swing. And that's what we saw, is that even the what was just maybe average launch angle at best went to below average, and he hit so many ground balls. And that's where he is right now. He's sort of in between, behind the fastball, in front of the breaking ball, and swinging to make contact instead of swinging to do damage. He doesn't have that smile on his face right now. And, you know, it's one that he has to make an adjustment. And we know that he can do it because we watched him in the Home Run Derby. He changed his swing in the Home Run Derby. Now, the good news is a guy like Christian Yelich has really adjusted his launch angle. He used to be a guy that hit the ball on the ground too much before, and now he's changed it, hitting the bottom of the baseball, and he's made some adjustments. But it's not coming easily for Vlad, and you know he's going to have to really work at it and try to make these adjustments. It's not happening seemingly. It's not happening naturally for him.
Steve, we play a show on this, or a game on this show called Level of Concern, and I know management types, you've obviously been one, they deflect the negative attention away from their players, and they'll say, you know what, we're really happy with their progress. But behind closed doors, do you think there's any kind of real concern with Vladdy, or it's just, you know, with the weight and the conditioning and now the hitting, it's not really going as planned?
Yeah, so what we do as executives is that when something doesn't go as planned, we find the reason to explain it. And I wrote that in the article. In many ways, you know, I was saying, well, he's young, a lot of pressure on him. And effectively, I was trying to find reasons and excuses why I wasn't, you know, why my prediction and my evaluation wasn't coming into play. And it was less about him and more about me. And I think you do that a lot as an executive. The things that happen the way we want them to happen, we're like, oh, yeah, you know, he's making the adjustments we want him to make. Things are going well. And when they aren't, well, you know what, he's just trying a little too hard. And we protect the player with it. And he is young. And you know, he looked like a man among boys in the minor leagues. And I think maybe in some ways we forget he is still a boy. He's just a kid still. But it doesn't mean he shouldn't be making adjustments. You know, he should be an advanced hitter in the adjustment area because of the fact that he grew up with a Hall of Fame father who, you know, and look, the other part of it is he never struggled in the minor leagues. I mean, that's, you know, that's really, as a farm director, and I ran the minor leagues for 4 years for the Mets, you want players to struggle, and it sounds weird, but you want them to go through some struggles and difficulties so they know how to get out of it, so they have that ability to make an adjustment. You know, and for him, you know, he dominated every level. And when you get to the major leagues, you never really struggled. It is difficult sometimes to find your way out. So, again, I'm finding ways to justify the slowness in the adjustments. And, you know, it is still young, but he's got to start making them. And what does worry me if I'm an executive is his weight. And here's the thing. It's not really weight. It's where it's distributed. So, for instance, you know, I had players who were pitchers who were big guys, and they thought, I got to go back and lose weight. And what happened was they lost their fastball, or their mechanics were so different because they had a different body. They had to sort of figure out again who they were as a hitter or as a pitcher. How do I make this work with a new body? So it's not about weight. It's about what's your best weight or you know, condition to play in to maximize your ability. And, you know, baseball is all about rotation. And, you know, that midsection, that core is critical in the launch angle part of it, too. How you're going to, you know, rotate your hips. How you're going to drive the baseball. And so there is a little concern for me that he came back for summer camp. He did not have the same body that he went to in spring training. And that is concerning.
What's our man Ryu up to? Does he just make 20 sheets a year and go out and fire up five innings and then he's check, please? Or does he ever stay in a ball game longer? Or what's his routine? When can we see that change?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Check out his numbers. I'm not sure he ever threw more than 160 innings. And if he did it, he did it once. I think he might have made 30 starts once. He's a guy that's had all kinds of arm surgeries. He's had all kinds of arm problems. And what the Dodgers do is they protect their pitchers. Everybody on their staff makes 26 starts, right? So they've got like seven guys who will make 26 starts. They don't care to get their guys 30 starts in a season in a normal way. And so for Ryu, he's been very protected. The Dodgers were the best at using the 10-day injured list. A guy would pitch well. And then, you know, he'd get to that point, maybe a little fatigued. They put him on the injured list. The other guy would come off. He's fresh. He'd be ready to go. And they'd move them on and off that list with little things here and there that they could justify putting him on. And he was very protected. He's not the guy that you could say every fifth day, I'm going to give him the ball and he's going to go out there and do this. He's going to be, he can do it this fifth day, but he might need the extra day or two the next time around. He might need to miss a start in the rotation. He's not the prototypical number one starter, workhorse, bulldog on the mound. He needs to be managed during the season. And I know that, you know, with the guy getting that kind of money, there's an expectation of him being the Roy Halladay sort of aggressive ace. That is not who he is, and we can't have that expectation.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays and MLB analyst, we've talked about Vladdy, we've talked about Ryu. Bo Bichette is also, I think, expected to have a big year. He had an incredible half season last year, a little bit under that. But he is not off to the greatest of starts either. I mean, it's not like his numbers have been through the roof, a little bit more pop. He does have, he had some injury issues. He hasn't been in the lineup every single day. But he isn't off to the start that we were all expecting either. What are you seeing out of Bo, and is there any reason to believe that maybe he's on the verge of some sort of breakout? And if so, how might that look?
Yeah, I think this is just that, you know, like Christian Yelich is really struggling to start the season this year. I mean, he's one of the top three players in the game. And so, you know, it's a small sample size so far. And one of the challenges for the Jays and for some of the other teams, the Phillies and the Cardinals now and the Brewers and the Marlins, this idea of starting and stopping. You know, it is really difficult to get into a rhythm as a player when, you know, you start to play, you get three games, you're like, all right, now I'm getting my swing, I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, we can't play for the weekend because the other team's sick. Or we can't play for a weekend because this other team played the team who got sick, and now we're supposed to play them, and now we have to wait and sit. So it is really tough to do that. And so I think it's too early to really judge any of the numbers so far and where people are so far. The Houston Astros, Bregman, Altuve, and Springer are all hitting under 200, but they're really great players. And mm-hmm. So I think we just have to give it a little bit more time. But Bo Bichette's going to be fine, and Vlad will be okay. The question is, will he be great, which is what we built an expectation for.
Right. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, this time last year, that was the full-blown expectation, let alone prior to even the season beginning, where the hype was almost unprecedented with a young guy coming through the system here in Toronto. I don't think we've ever seen anyone like it. So, you know, hopefully, there's still a lot of time. As you point out in the article, and we've all pointed out, he's still a young kid. But he's got the talent. He's just got to get the commitment and make a couple of tweaks. and maybe it starts tonight at Fenway. Great stuff, Steve. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Steve Phillips, our Jays and MLB analyst. Jays at Fenway tonight. Our boy Tanner Roark on the mound.
I love that guy.
Yep. Well, I don't think anything will be lit tonight. Maybe his arm, but
he's
I don't
expect it.
I don't expect any other part of his body to be lit.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
not gonna happen.
Interesting that Steve said, you know, the weight of Guerrero, where it's distributed. Like,
well,
sounds like the
he was bigger. Like it, at spring training 1.0, it was kind of like, okay, looks okay. Then they left for 4 months, and he came back, and he
was a moose.
He's not in shape. Yeah, like
no.
We talked to Shapiro about it last week. Like Shapiro didn't come out and say, "You guys, that's a stupid question. How dare you?" He was like, "Yeah, you know, I expected the question, and here's my answer." And we're doing what we can, but it's eventually going to be on the player to make the commitment. That is management speak for we see it too. We're all in agreement. He's got to get going. Like it's just the fact.
You know, that's just when you really break it down. And I've been in great shape. I've showed up maybe not so good shape. And when you look back on it, you're like, what the hell was I thinking? Showing up to a professional sports organization, not in tip-top shape. Like, what in the hell were you thinking? And he's going to look back on it and say, what the hell was I thinking looking like that? Yep. He's going to watch video of himself and be like, the big leagues, the major leagues, and I wheeled in the camp like that? Trust me, veteran players that understand that it's not a side job with fun on the side and celebrity and all the stuff that comes along with it,
right?
They just look at him and say, dude, the old saying, veteran guys in hockey always have a saying. They love everything about hockey except hockey itself.
Right.
The guys that love everything. They love the cars, the cottages, the travel.
The suits.
But you know what they don't
love?
All the suits, the watches. But you know what they don't love doing? They don't love Gary Roberts style busting their ass in the gym and battling in the corners. They just like all the stuff, the fluff around it. And you don't want to be that guy because you get weeded out and you get labeled and you're not going to have a ton of fun.
I agree.
Yeah,
you know, that's it's guy. Young guys do get reputations of that. Everything that comes with playing in the show, but actually playing the games.
No kidding. And you can tell there's certain guys that have found the coach's doghouse very early, and you don't need to name names to figure out who they are in the NHL. And you could tell that during this break, this pause, they were having fun being studs and blah 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 bar picks and this nonsense and that nonsense. And they probably showed up out of shape, and their coach just looks at it and says, you're not playing. No way in hell.